This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's the best of the best facing off. Can valedictorians beat Raven?
Hey, Marley, congratulations on being a valedictorian.
Thank you.
Did I understand right? One of your siblings was also valedictorian of the school?
My brother. I've always just kind of looked up to him. So that was just kind of my goal throughout high school, was to also become valedictorian.
That's so nice, because I would have been like, I'm smarter than him, so I had to prove it to the world. Which is how I feel about my little brother.
Well, congratulations. Setting a goal and hitting it, quite an accomplishment.
Yes. All right, well, let's do this. I'm going to give you this Amazon gift card no matter what, just because you worked really hard and you deserve it. But we're going to play against Raven. Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Marley.
Marley, Raven's going to walk out of here. He can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five questions. We'll see how many you get right, and we'll go head-to-head against Raven with the same questions. Sounds good?
Yep.
Number one, what is the process by which RNA is synthesized from a DNA template?
These are a lot harder than I thought. I have no idea.
That's all right. I didn't even know what those words meant when I said them. When I came out of my mouth, I didn't even know. All right, number two, what novel begins with the line, "Call me Ishmael"? Ishmael? Ishmael.
I believe that's Moby Dick.
Number three, which element has the atomic number 79?
Atomic number gold?
Number four, in a right triangle, what theorem, oh my gosh, I probably should have looked up how to say these words. Is it theorem or therium relates to the lengths of the sides?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
All right, C. What ocean lies between Africa and Australia?
The Indian.
All right. So producer Sophia's in here because we film all of this, and she's just dying laughing because it's like, I mean, I could have at least looked up the correct pronunciations. But all right, you did great. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
They were super hard, and Marley got 3 out of 5.
Okay, let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one. I didn't even know how to say half the words. I wrote the questions. Like, what's wrong with me?
Wow.
That's why I wasn't valedictorian, and I got an 880 on my SATs.
A lot to look forward to here. Here we go.
Number one, what is the process by which RNA is synthesized from a DNA template?
I mean, what? Nope, I don't know.
Transcription.
Nope, don't know that.
How did you guys not know that?
Oh, sorry.
Number two, what novel begins with the line, "Call me Ishmael"? Or Ishmael?
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick is right, yeah. Number three, what element has the atomic number 79?
Iron.
Nope. I didn't even know that atomic numbers existed
number,
for elements.
Right, yeah. Right, okay, what is it?
Marley, you guessed right. Gold, you're right.
I don't think she's guessing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think she's guessing.
If she knows, she knows.
Well, you know what? Like, she had an educated guess. I wouldn't even know what to say.
Okay, yeah. Next.
Number four, in a right triangle, what theorem relates the lengths of the sides?
The Pythagorean theory?
No, theorem. But you're actually kind of close. Marley, how do I say this correctly? The Pythagorean theorem?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. All right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right. I don't think that's what you were saying.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. What else could it be?
All right, I'll give it to you if you could spell Pythagorean.
There's not going to happen.
Okay.
There's a T in there.
There's not.
There's, oh.
Oh, actually, I'm just kidding. There is.
Okay.
Number five, what ocean lies between Africa and Australia?
The Indian Ocean?
That's right.
Oh!
All right. Well,
I got 3.
Yeah, that was pretty kind of.
I get to be valedictorian. Also,
that's not
me,
true.
You and your brother were the same.
Yep, exactly the same.
The same, Marley. What happened in here
while I was gone?
Everybody fell apart.
Yeah.
So producer Sophia just said that. What did you say, Sophia?
The Pythagorean theorem is A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Is that true, Marley?
Yeah, I just couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, oh, see, Raven? She actually won anyway.